It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second, the pitch comes, battle takes, strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby, let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Clearwater Threshers, the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you for the opener of this six-game series. Good to be home. The Marauders returning home from last week's road trip out in Lakeland, where Bradenton and Lakeland split their six-game series. The Marauders most recently coming out on top 4-3 Sunday afternoon at Public Field in Lakeland after coming back from a no-hit bid. Flying Tigers carried a no-hit bid two outs deep into the eighth inning, where a Mike Jarvis bloop single spoiled the no-no. And a couple of at-bats later, Rodolfo Nolasco crushed a go-ahead three-run homer, and that helped lift the Marauders to that 4-3 win. Some good pitching from Justin Meissen, what turned out to be his final game in a Marauders uniform. A little more on that later. And also the Marauders trying to stay as close as possible to that 500 mark and looking to work their way back a little bit further in that direction as they return home to Lee Cobb Park, where they have played much better this season than they have on the road. So with the Marauders 23-28 facing the Clearwater Threshers 26-24, Clearwater the second place team in the West Division, this is another opportunity, a crucial one, for the Marauders to make up for some lost ground in the West Division standing. We'll get into the nitty-gritty, the lineups, and the pitching matchups a little bit later. First, we'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll get into a few of the roster moves that have taken place affecting the Marauders roster. There are six of them today affecting the Bradenton roster. Information on that coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show, where it's time to take a look at the moves that were made prior to tonight's game affecting the Marauders roster. We're going to start with those who are leaving the team. Catcher Jacob Goldfarb has been released from the Pirates organization. He had a slow season at the plate, hit just .228 in 19 games, although he did prove adept at getting on base, putting up a .421 on base percentage in his 19 games. But ultimately, his first in what to this point of his career has amounted to his only season in the Pirates organization did not amount to a whole lot, although he was not given a whole lot of playing time. So Jacob Goldfarb, the 25-year-old catcher and product of the University of Oregon, is on to whatever is next, and we wish Jacob Goldfarb the best in his future endeavors, wherever his career may take him next. Also leaving the Marauders, left-handed pitcher Joe Jakes, who made two relief appearances on minor league rehab assignment in this past week's road trip to Lakeland. Three innings total, spanning two appearances. No runs allowed. Jakes struck out four and didn't walk anybody. His minor league rehab stint has been transferred to AA Altoona ahead of tonight's game. Finally, as far as those who are leaving us, right-handed pitcher Justin Mice, who's had a magnificent season, is getting promoted to High A Greensboro, so he is on his way up to North Carolina as we speak. And Mice, a well-deserved promotion after really anchoring down the Marauders' starting rotation. He was the Marauders' opening night starter this season and the Pirates' 10th-round draft pick last year out of Central Michigan. A terrific guy, an easy guy to root for, and we wish Mice nothing but the best as his career surges onward. We wish him the best at the High A level and beyond. As for those who are joining the Marauders tonight, catcher Wyatt Hendry has been activated off the 7-day injured list. About a week and a half ago, Wyatt was hit in the head by a pitch from a Fort Myers right-hander, and Matt Mullenbach took that pitch to the head and hit his helmet pretty loudly, and it was a scary scene as Hendry collapsed into a heap at home plate. He was fortunately able to make his way off the field under his own power. He took a couple of steps to the cart that wheeled him off the field. Had to take some time away, of course, hit the injured list, but it is good to see him back in the fold and active, although he is not in the starting lineup tonight. We look forward to seeing Wyatt back in the lineup again very, very soon. So Wyatt Hendry activated before tonight's game. Infielder Norquis Marcos has joined the Marauders. Many who followed the Marauders last season will remember Norquis Marcos from last season, where he played 40 games for Bradenton, mostly as a utility infielder. Played some second base, some third base, a couple of starts at first base even. And although he struggled with the bat, Marcos hit 193 in his 40 games. He showed some pretty good defensive prowess at each of the positions he played and also proved that he could steal a bag or two. So he has joined the Marauders, and he is in the lineup tonight. More on that in just a few minutes. And finally, the other man joining the Marauders today, right-hander Aaron Shortridge. Those who followed the Marauders in the 2019 season will remember Shortridge very fondly. He put up some excellent numbers that year, was one of the Marauders' most reliable starters that season. 12 of his 24 starts in 2019 were quality starts. Aaron Shortridge here tonight on minor league rehab assignment as he underwent Tommy John surgery in January of 2021. And this will be his first rehab start as he works his way back from Tommy John. Excited to see Aaron Shortridge back in familiar territory here at Lee Comp Park. So there are your roster moves affecting the Marauders roster ahead of tonight's game. We'll step aside again when we come back. Starting lineups are coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Comp Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Comp Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lee Comp Park. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups ahead of the Marauders and Clearwater Threshers matchup. We'll begin with visiting Threshers, 26-24 under manager Marty Malloy. The Threshers sit in second place in the West Division, 8 games behind first place Fort Myers. Here's how they'll look in the series opener tonight. Center fielder Wilfredo Flores leads off with the DH, Yadiel Sanchez, the Phillies' number 21 prospect, as ranked by Baseball America. He is batting second. Second baseman Kendall Simmons bats third, with left fielder Marcus Lee Sang batting cleanup. Batting fifth will be the catcher Arturo De Freitas. He was a part of the Threshers roster for the majority of the second half last year. Right fielder Leandro Pineda bats sixth. Playing first base, batting seventh, will be Jamari Baylor. Third baseman Randy Vasquez bats eighth. And shortstop Eric Brito will bat ninth for the Threshers, who send right-hander Aberson Castellano out to the mound. Castellanos worked mostly out of the bullpen in his thus far short time in a Clearwater uniform, but his numbers, very good. 1.93 ERA, 0.86 whip. Opponents batting just 1.53 against him. He has walked 4 while striking out 17. And just proving difficult to hit while simultaneously hitting his spots in the strike zone. It'll be a tough task for Marauders hitters tonight as they look to come out firing on all cylinders here in the series opener. For the Marauders, a record of 23-28. Under manager Jonathan Johnson, they sit tied for 4th place in the West Division, 11.5 games back of 1st place. Here's how they'll look in this Tuesday opener. Center fielder Sergio Campagna leads off. The shortstop Davis Nadal bats 2nd. The DH tonight is Rodolfo Nolasco. He had a big 3-run homer on Sunday in Lakeland in the Marauders' win. Second baseman Jace Bowen, scorching hot over his last handful of games, bats cleanup. Catcher Grant Cook bats 5th. First baseman Brendan Dixon hits 6th. The left fielder Angel Basabe makes his Lecom Park debut. After joining the team on the road last week, he is hitting 7th. Third baseman Norquis Marcos makes his 2022 season debut. He is batting 8th. And right fielder Luke Brown bats 9th for the Marauders, who send the rehabbing right-hander Aaron Shortridge out to the hill. Shortridge, native of Napa, California, 4th-round draft pick by the Pirates in 2018, brings a fastball-slider-changeup combo, underwent Tommy John surgery in January of 2021, and this is his first rehab start as he works his way back from Tommy John. Former Marauder from 2019 season is towing the rubber in familiar territory here in front of the friendly home crowd at Lecom Park. So there are your starting lineups, and there is your pitching matchup, and there is your pregame show here on this sunny Tuesday night. Going to be ideal conditions for baseball, warm, sunny skies, not oppressively humid tonight, and should be a perfect day to play baseball. Marauders and Threshers coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com. Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We'll be right back. Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Lumps are lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and Also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Good evening and welcome back once again inside Leecom Park in Bradenton. Spencer Smith back with you on this fine Tuesday evening with a light breeze blowing and the sun shining brightly down on the field as right-hander Aaron Shortridge takes his warm-up tosses. Shortridge, native of Napa, California, and drafted by the Pirates in the fourth round in 2018 out of Cal. Shortridge is here on rehab assignment, working his way back from Tommy John surgery, which he underwent in 2021 in the month of January, caused him to miss all the 2021 season, and as he works his way back from TJ, 6'3" tall right-hander, 25 years of age, in his third season as a professional, previously pitched for the Marauders in 2019, put up a 3.25 ERA across 24 starts, exactly half of which were quality starts. His Clearwater Threshers, second-place team in the West Division, got off to a hot start, have cooled off a little bit recently. They're coming off a series split in their previous series with the Dunedin Blue Jays. The Marauders on the field in their home whites, paired with their batting practice caps for the first time this season. The ornate Golden B logo on those black hats. First time they're sporting those this year. Threshers this evening wearing the red jerseys and gray pants on the road. Wilfredo Flores approaches home plate. Switch hitting outfielder will dig in from the left side against the righty Shortridge. Flores hitting 313, one home run, 17 runs batted in on the season. Shortridge enters his windup, and the game's first pitch is swung on, fouled away. We're underway at 6:32 p.m. 88 degrees and sunny here at Leecom Park. Blue skies overhead, fluffy white clouds out beyond the outfield. And that breeze softly pushing out to right center. Shortridge with a windup in the 0-1 pitch. Flores swings and fights this one off foul. Quickly 0-2. Flores turned 22 years old just a few weeks ago. Native of the Dominican Republic. Signed with the Phillies organization in 2018. Shortridge with the motion in the 0-2. That's taken high and outside. Fastball, slider, changeup for Aaron Shortridge, who wears the black number 43 outlined in gold on the back of the white jersey. He nods the signal from Grant Cook. The windup and the 1-2. Flores swings and bounces a one-hopper right back to the mound. Shortridge from the mound throws overhand to Dixon at first in time. One away. Let's meet the Marauders defense tonight. In the outfield left to right, it's Angel Basabe, Sergio Campana, and Rodolfo Nolasco. Infielders are Norquis Marcos at third base. The shortstop Davies Nadal. Second baseman Jace Bowen. Brendan Dixon, who we just mentioned, at first base. And Grant Cook, the catcher. That brings up Yadiel Sanchez, another switch hitter, batting left-handed. Windup and the offering. First pitch is swung on and foul tipped into the mid of Cook. Yadiel Sanchez, number 21 prospect in the Phillies organization, as ranked by Baseball America. Swinging a light tan bat. Here comes the 0-1 from Shortridge. That is a strike, call to the knees, 0-2. Full ABS tonight. Plate umpire Austin Snow, getting the help of the automated balls and strikes. Chase Eubanks, the umpire on the bases. The 0-2 from Shortridge, swinging a high fly ball down the right field line, yanked foul. Ball mashed by Sanchez, a little bit too early on the swing. Fastball sitting around 90 from Aaron Shortridge in this first handful of pitches thrown tonight. Shakes off a couple of signals, now nods. Righties wind up in the 0-2. Sanchez takes a breaking ball just inside. So both these teams coming off series splits. Marauders splitting in Lakeland this past week. Clearwater at home last week, splitting with Dunedin. The windup and the 1-2 offering. There's a swing and a pop-up. Shallow left field. This is trouble. Third baseman Marcos out, and this ball drops in fair. A little bobble down there down the line, and the throw from the left field line goes into second base as Sanchez stops at first. A Bermuda Triangle formed there down the left field line as the ball fell just about a foot inside the chalk line. Left fielder Basabe appeared to have the best angle on it, but he couldn't get to it in time. Almost a collision out there. So one-out bloop single for Yadiel Sanchez. And as frustrating as this season has been for the Marauders, we mentioned the Clearwater Threshers cooling off somewhat lately. Only 3.5 games separate these teams in the standings. Righty on righty, Kendall Simmons the next batter. Shortridge fires, and the pitch misses away. Kendall Simmons, a .238 hitter on the season, 5 home runs. That's second on the team. 21 runs batted in. He can also run. Shortridge with the 1-0. Simmons swings and lifts this one to left field. Basabe on the run to his right, reaches up and makes the catch. On the run, back to first base goes Yadiel Sanchez, and they're two-way for the Threshers here in the first inning. That brings up Marcus Lee Sang. Outfielder from the state of Maryland, guy who the Marauders got a brief glimpse of in the middle of last summer. Lee Sang, a pronounced wiggle of his bat, circling it over his left shoulder. As he hunches over the plate slightly, feet spread wide apart from the left side. Long pause, Shortridge with the pitch, and that's right down Broadway for a called strike. No score, top of the first inning. Yadiel Sanchez on first base, a one-out bloop single down the left field line. Sanchez walking into his lead, pickoff throw that way by Shortridge. He's back in standing up. Brendan Dixon continues to get more reps at first base. He'll probably continue to get even more with transfer of Alexander Bohica down to the Florida Complex League yesterday. Next pitch is just outside for ball one. And many took notice of that move yesterday by the Pirates organization. Alexander Bohica got off to a decent start to begin the season, first month plus, but really fell into a deep slump over his past 3+ weeks. The 1-1 pitch. Lee Sang swings and Shoots one foul, third base dugout. And a Clearwater player losing his hat, reaching over the dugout railing. One ball, two strikes on Marcus Lee Sang. Shortridge shaking off a couple of signals from Cook, now gets what he wants. Hands together at the belt buckle. The 1-2 again, Lee Sang swings and chops it foul off his own foot. The good news is that with Alexander Mojica demoted to the Florida Complex League yesterday, he got off to a scorching start yesterday, hit two home runs. Had a solo homer early in the FCL Pirates game, and then later on a three-run shot. So we hope to see Alexander Mojica retooled and ready to go again in a Marauders uniform sooner rather than later. Scoreless game, top one. Runner on first for Clearwater at two away. Shortridge, the rehabbing right-hander, is set. And a pickoff to first. Not in time. Yadiel Sanchez dropping and diving through the air. Brandon Dixon almost able to get his tag onto his chest. Aaron Shortridge, a minor league rehabber, so he is subject to the pitch clock rules. The 1-2 pitch. Taken high. Good eye by Lee Sang. Two balls and two strikes. Phillies made Marcus Lee Sang their 11th round draft pick in 2019 out of Northern High School in Owings, Maryland, about an hour drive southeast of Washington, D.C. 2-2 pitch. He swings and lines into second, and Jace Bowen with a nice backhand grab. Out, recorded, inning over, and the Threshers leave a man stranded here in the first. No scores, we move to the bottom half. Marauders coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here at Lee Comp Park in Bradenton, the Marauders and the Threshers just underway. We move to the bottom of the first inning, and we take a look at Clearwater right-hander Aberson Castellano. Castellano, 6'3", 160 pounds, from Maracaibo, Venezuela. Signed by the Phillies out of Venezuela in 2018. He'll be facing the Marauders for the first time in his career, and this is the first of 15 matchups this season between the Marauders and the Threshers. So somewhat surprisingly, these two teams facing off substantially fewer times this year than they did last year, despite the longer season here in 2022. We'll analyze that a little bit later on in the evening as Sergio Campagna digs in toward the box for the Marauders. Batting average dipping back down below the Mendoza line lately for Campagna. He takes the first pitch high and inside here, almost clipping his shoulder. That's ball one. Aberson Castellano, 1-0 record, 1.93 ERA, 0.86 whip. The 1-0, swinging a bouncing ball to first, and sitting on it, first baseman Baylor. He grabs it cleanly and jogs it to the base himself, one away. Let's meet the Threshers defense here tonight. Outfield left to right consists of Marcus Lee Sang, Wilfredo Flores, and Leandro Pineda. On the infield, the third baseman is Randy Vasquez. Shortstop is Eric Brito. Second baseman is Kendall Simmons. First baseman, whom we just met, is Jamari Baylor. And the catcher tonight for Clearwater, Arturo De Freitas. Here's the left-handed hitting shortstop, Davis Nadal. Wind up and the pitch by Castellano. Nadal takes just a hair outside. Ball one. Shade consuming the home plate area. Creeping closer and closer to that front slope of the mound here in Bradenton. The 1-0. Nadal swings and fouls it back. No score in this game. Marauders returning home this week for a quick six-game stopover. Then it'll be back-to-back road trips the next 2 weeks. 1-1 offering from the righty. Nadal lays off outside. That's ball two. Marauders will head down I-75 to Fort Myers for six games next week, followed by a six-gamer against Dunedin on the road the following week. 2-1 pitches high and outside for ball three. Davis Nadal, dangerous guy to put on the base paths. And Aberson Castellano, one more errant pitch away from doing so. His motion, 3-1 offering, and a swing and a high fly ball left field. Lee Sang has a beat on it, tracking in, moving to his left. He reaches up and makes the one-handed catch. Out number two. And now the man who smoked it when it counted. Sunday afternoon, Rodolfo Nolasco. A ridiculous three-run homer onto the grass berm in Lakeland Sunday afternoon. The Marauders fought back from a 3-1 deficit, overcame a no-hit bid in the series finale Sunday afternoon, and won that series finale 4-3. First pitch to Nolasco. There's a breaking ball on the outside corner called a strike. Two outs and the bases are empty for the Marauders. Nolasco gets the windup in the 0-1 from Castellanos. Swing and a miss. 2-0-9 hitter, four home runs, tied for second on the team. 23 runs batted in. Standing alone for second most on the club. Castellano the 0-2. And a breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. And the Marauders go in order in their half of the first inning. No score through one inning of play here in Bradenton. We're on to the second here at Lee Comp Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Comp Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Comp Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Comp Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Score on this Tuesday night between the Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers at Lee Comp Park. Spencer Smith back with you. Good to have you along for the ride tonight. Arturo De Freitas, Threshers catcher, batting fifth in the order tonight, leads off. Right-hander Aaron Shortridge on minor league rehab, winds up and deals. And the first pitch is cut on a miss for strike one. Scoreless first inning for Shortridge tonight, although it took him 17 pitches. Gave up a one-out bloop single and a couple of two-strike foul balls. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, shattered bat, bouncing ball to the second baseman Bowen. He gathers it, throw to first right on target. One away here in the second inning, and the majority of that bat went spinning into foul territory down the third base line. Hey, brings up Leandro Pineda, who is riding a 10-game on-base streak. Shade completely covering home plate. He's trying to touch a little bit of the front slope of the mound now. Pitch to Pineda. And the left-handed hitter takes a fastball strike. Aaron Shortridge made his pro debut in the 2018 season. Spent the summer with short season West Virginia. Now former Pirates affiliate. Next pitch swung on line to left field. That's a fair ball down the line. Basabe sprinting after it. Grabs it. Digging for two is Pineda. Throw coming into second. Base is offline and just late. A little headlong dive by Pineda. He slides in safely with a double. So it's up to an 11-game on base streak now for Leandro Pineda. And more importantly, he represents the game's potential first run in scoring position. Manager Marty Malloy, who coaches third base for the Threshers, over towards second base to collect Pineda's protective equipment. Now Jamari Baylor, the hitter. Slow start to the season for him, hitting 121 over 34 games. Shortridge with a long pause, takes a breath, now kicks and deals, swing and a miss at a first pitch slider. Nasty one. Marauders and Threshers scoreless as we play in the visiting half of the second inning. One out double to left by Leandro Pineda. He's on second base. He runs pretty well. The 0-1, Baylor swings and bounces up the middle. Shortstop Nadal to his left, grabs it, throw onto first, in time. Beautiful play by Nadal, showing off the glove side range going toward the middle. And that records the second out, but Pineda advances to third on the play. Wise base running there by Pineda. Softly hit ground ball, hit behind him. So assessed the risk and decided, well, worth it to advance on that bouncing ball up the middle. Two outs, runner on third for Randy Vasquez. Playing just his third game at single A this season. The pitch, swing and a miss. Randy Vasquez comes from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Just 19 years of age. 6 feet tall from the left side. He gets the 0-1. That one's taken for strike two. Fastball sitting 89-90 tonight. From Aaron Shortridge. First minor league rehab outing tonight. One strike away from stranding a man on third. He sets the 0-2 pitch to Vasquez. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. And the Threshers strand a man on third base. We go to the bottom of the second. Still no score here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Marauders nothing, Threshers nothing. We head to the bottom of the second inning at Lecom Park in Bradenton. Marauders looking to jump on the scoreboard first tonight. Here as they open their new six-game series against the Clearwater Threshers. With the Marauders returning home tonight after their six-game stayover up in Lakeland, Marauders trying to bolster their record a little bit and improve upon that 23-28 mark. Tied for fourth place in the West Division. And the Marauders, who have played much better here at home,
Going to try and keep the hometown mojo going here. 4, 5, and 6 in the order coming up for the Marauders. Jace Bowen will lead off. Aberson Castellano, tall right-hander into his windup and the pitch. Bowen swings and pops one way up into the air behind second base. Shortstop and second baseman converging. Second baseman Simmons makes the call and the catch in shallow center. One pitch, one gone. Here comes Grant Cook for his Lecom Park debut. Made his Marauders debut on the road in Lakeland, joining the team from extended spring training. Last season, splitting the year between high A and double A. Castellano deals, and Cook takes a breaking ball onto the outside corner, a strike. Cook seeing the ball well in his first five games for Bradenton, hitting .286 with a run batted in. 0-1, swing and a foul back. A little jam shot. The walks out number, the strikeouts for Cook so far. 4 walks drawn. He has struck out just twice. Next pitch from Castellano, 0-2, slider wasted low and outside. Cook lays off. Now that shade creeping over the majority of the mound now. The 1-2 pitch. Cook checks his swing and a breaker in the dirt. Did not go around. Tag applied just in case by DeFreitas before the call came. That was good, strong wrists and hands by Cook. Able to bring that bat to an abrupt halt mid-swing. Here's Castellano's 2-2 pitch. Taken high and tight. Shade to sunshine transition will stop affecting the pitcher batter tunnel for now. Castellano into his motion. 3-2. Cook takes a breaking ball inside for ball four of the Marauders with their first base runner of the evening. So make that 5 walks and just 2 strikeouts for Grant Cook, playing in his 6th game for the Marauders now. And a trend we saw beginning in the Lakeland series last week continues here tonight. Gustavo Amagna, who began the season as the primary third base coach for Bradenton, back coaching first base. Skipper Jonathan Johnston coaching at third. Here's Brendan Dixon, a man on first, one gone. Castellano delivers, and Dixon takes a fastball a little too high. Johnston flashing signals to Cook as he walks into his lead off first base. Baylor holding him on. Castellano deals, and Dixon looks at a knee-high strike, outer half of the plate. Slow going for Dixon over his last 10 games, hitting just .147 during that stretch. 5 for his last 34. 1-1. Breaking ball low and outside for ball two. Seen a lot of those breaking pitches off the plate away against right-handed hitters. Marauders hitters really starting to pick up on that. Now it has not been all doom and gloom at the plate for Dixon lately. A lot of those outs lately have been pretty hard-hit balls. Just not falling for him as regularly as he'd like. 2-1, big swing and a miss. .231 average for the Texas native. 4 home runs, tied for second on the team. 18 runs batted in. Up among top 5 on the club. No score. Bottom of the second. The Marauders looking to draw first blood. Castellano brings his hands together at the chest. He's ready with a 2-2. Swing and a miss through a breaking ball. Down goes Dixon, strike 3. Second strikeout of the evening for Castellano. And with 2 away for the Marauders, here comes Angel Basabe. Angel Basabe playing in front of the Lecom Park crowd for the first time. Like Cook, made his Marauders debut on the road last week. Right-hander deals to the lefty hitter, shows bunt. A good one just in front of home plate. Third base side, picked up by Dave Freitas. Throw to first is much too late. Bunt single for Angel Basabe. Threshers scramble to cover third base, so there will be no additional advance toward third from Grant Cook. So it's runners on first and second with two away. Angel Basabe can't teach it any better than that. Bunt single dropped about 30 feet down the third baseline. So the Marauders have their first hit of the game. And that will bring up Norquis Marcos, making his 2022 season debut. Joining the team from extended spring training today. Here's the set by Castellano, surveying the runners. And the pitch, Marcos takes low and outside. There's that breaking ball again. Castellano over the last couple of batters, not getting many chases on that breaking ball away. Grant Cook on second base, Angel Basabe on first. Marcos gets the 1-0 toss, checks his swing, pitch finds its way onto the inside corner anyway, strike one. Last season, Marcos played 40 games for the Marauders, hit just 193, provided some stellar defense around the infield though. Some first base, some second base, some third base. Proved pretty versatile. Now the 1-1, breaking ball in there for strike two. It was late June when the Pirates made the move to transfer Norquis Marcos down to the Florida Complex League last year. Here, hoping to provide some steady presence on the infield for the Marauders. And at the bottom of the order, he's batting eighth tonight. Gets the 1-2 pitch and takes a breaker low and outside. A good backhand snag by De Freitas on the short hop. Here in the second, the Marauders trying to seize an opportunity. Grant Cook on second with Angel Basabe on first. A walk and a bunt single in that order. Aberson Castellano facing his first two base runners of the night. Has the signal from De Freitas. And the 2-2 pitch. Marcos checks his swing. Not removing the bat from his shoulder by much. And takes the pitch high and inside for ball three. Both runners will be in motion on the next pitch. 3-2, two outs, two aboard. A big pitch coming up. Marcos, feet close together in that right-handed stance, awaits the pitch. Right-hander deals, runners go. It is swung on and missed. An ugly-looking swing as Marcos goes around. Strike three, inning over. Scoreless through two here in Bradenton. We're on to the third inning next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic T-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lecom Park in Bradenton. Marauders and Threshers scoreless after two innings of play tonight. And beneath sunny skies, we open up the third inning. Right-hander Aaron Shortridge on minor league rehab for Bradenton. Stands back tall atop the mound for the third inning. His windup and pitch to Eric Brito. Bunt shown. Good one, third base side. Short ridge off the mound. Bare hands. Throw to first is offline, and Brito is safe. Bunt single leads off the third for Clearwater. And Aaron Shortridge and Ollie could to feel that ball make the quick throw. Not quite on target, though. That'll go down as a bunt single for Brito. Gotta watch those wheels. Brito, five steals on the season and seven tries. Wilfredo Flores will bat next. Shortridge, hands together at the belt buckle. Pitch to the lefty batter. Taken high and outside. Quick look at the major leagues tonight. Pirates hosting the Tigers at PNC Park. I'll be getting underway any minute here. Shortridge with a 1-0. Swing and a miss. Flores a little late on that offering. Travis Swaggerty, 2019 Marauder, called up to the big leagues over the weekend. Set to make his major league debut tonight. The 1-1 pitch. Outside from Shortridge, 2-1. Pirates are going to send Jose Quintana to the mound. Good pickup in the offseason. 2.32 ERA on the year for Quintana. Willie Peralta will pitch for Detroit. Runner breaks early. Step off by Shortridge. Throw to second is in. Plenty of time to get him on the slide. And Eric Brito dead to rights at second base. Good composure there by Aaron Shortridge. Quickly responding to his teammates' shouts that the runner was breaking. And didn't panic in the least. Throw to shortstop on the money and plenty of time, and Adal makes the tag. That eliminates the leadoff base runner. One out, base is empty, and the count 2-1 on Wilfredo Flores. Shortridge into the full windup, 2-1, swung on, lifted to left field. Basabe easing back to his right. He settles underneath it, makes the catch well shy of the track. To God. Marauders have a right-hander warming up in the bullpen, with this being Aaron Shortridge's first outing back from Tommy John surgery. Reasonably strict pitch count for him as he eases his way back into full action. Yadiel Sanchez will bat next. Philly's number 21 prospect, DH tonight. The toss. Sanchez takes a little outside. That's Christian Charlay throwing for the Marauders. Appears that he'll be the first out of the bullpen tonight for the home team. The 1-0, Sanchez swings early on a changeup and misses. Shortridge pulling the string on him. Sanchez, left-handed batter, feet wide apart in the box. Deep bend in those knees. The 1-1, swing and a line drive blister to left center, slicing away from Campagna, but he makes the catch, a little leaping flourish, and the inning is over. Leadoff bunt for a base hit. Does no damage. No scores. We head to the bottom of the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here at Leacock Park, Marauders and the Threshers in a scoreless standoff as we head to the bottom of the third inning. 9-1-2 in the Marauders order coming up with Luke Brown getting things started. Warm Tuesday night here in Bradenton. Soft breeze pushing out to right field. Left-handed hitting Luke Brown at 380 on base percentage on the season. First pitch to him, swung on, it socked foul on the ground past first base, and a nice grab on the carom there by first base coach Gustavo Omana. Luke Brown be followed by Sergio Campagna and Davis Nadal here in the third inning. The 0-1. Brown takes just outside. Season batting average down to .235, but again, those walks continuing to help offset that lower batting average. 1-1 pitch. Brown takes outside for ball two. And those walks that Brown has been drawing enabled him to swipe four bases. Often been also that guy to be able to go first to third on teammates' base hits pretty easily. 2-1, misses low, and Brown works the count in his favor. Three balls and one strike. Aberson Castellano able to work out of a mini jam in the second inning, stranding two men on the base paths. 3-1, Brown takes upstairs for ball four. Well, the way things have been going lately for Luke Brown, a walk is almost a foregone conclusion in each game that he plays. He utilizes that discipline to draw the leadoff walk here in the third inning ahead of Sergio Campagna. Third baseman Vasquez playing in on the cut of the grass in case Campagna decides to drop a bunt down. Pitch by Castellano. Campagna swings and smokes a ground ball foul third baseline. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Threshers tonight. No runs, one hit, and no errors for the Marauders. Left fielder Marcus Lee Sang clearing that ball from left field. Big leadoff first by Brown. Castellano sets. The 0-1, there goes Brown for second. Pitches outside, throw to second, is not in time. The ball dropped by the second baseman Simmons. A stolen base for Luke Brown, his fifth of the year in as many tries, and he's in scoring position. That was a heck of a pop time there by the catcher, De Freitas. Slider from Castellano, not always an easy one to make the transfer from glove hand to throwing hand on when a guy's going. He made it quick, though. Now the 1-1 with Brown on second. Swing and a miss. Campagna flailing at that breaking pitch in the dirt away. Sergio Campagna, an RBI opportunity with the speedy Luke Brown on second base. Castellano gets the sign from De Freitas. A look back at second. The 1-2 pitch coming. Campagna frozen by a breaking ball. Strike three. Castellano earns his fourth strikeout of the game. One out for the Marauders. Davis Nadal will step up. Shortstop Brito moving in behind the runner, Brown on second base. Tapping his glove as he approaches. Brown not phased, not decreasing his lead in the slightest. Here's the pitch to Nadal. Swing and a line drive, softly punched foul, third base side. Marauders trying to get a little winning streak going. They have not won back-to-back games since May 21st and 22nd in Palm Beach. It's been even longer since the Marauders have strung three or more wins together. Set by Castellano. 0-1 pitch. Nadal takes in the dirt. Beautiful block by De Freitas. Luke Brown hops back into second base. The last time the Marauders won three or more games in a row, April 26th through the 28th. Three straight wins against Dunedin here at Lecom. Trying to reverse course here. Marauders winning Sunday. A win here would be their second in a row. 1-1 pitch to Nadal. Swinging a soft chopper. First base line. This is going to be a tough out. This ball rolls. Foul down the line. An 80-foot roller picked up by the first baseman Baylor. Very smartly waiting for that one to roll foul. Otherwise, the Threshers would not have been able to get the out on Nadal. And even if Baylor picks up the ball right there, that's asking for a nasty collision there potentially up the first baseline. Davis Nadal, RBI opportunity. He's plated one so far in his first nine games as a Marauder. No score with Luke Brown on second, one away. Right-hander Castellano, the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball inside corner for strike three. Devastating breaker by Castellano. And Nadal couldn't pull the trigger. Two away for the Marauders. That's a wicked one. Five strikeouts tonight for Castellano. That matches his season high. Christian Charle has finished warming up for now in the Marauders' bullpen. Spin and a pickoff to first, sails into center field, into second base, rather, with the pickoff. As the errant pickoff throw quickly backed up by the center fielder Flores, and Luke Brown can't get up in time to advance. So he stays on second base. That could have been really bad news for the Threshers. Rodolfo Nolasco at the plate. Went down on three pitches, swinging at strike three his first time. Castellano is set above the belt. Spin and a throw to second again, this time on target, but once more late. Two pickoff moves. Nolasco yet to see a pitch. A third pickoff would have to be successful from Castellano, otherwise it would be ruled a balk. Pitch to Nolasco. There's a swing and a drive out to deep left field. Back goes Lee Sang. He's looking up. This ball is off the wall. Coming in to score is Luke Brown. Nolasco around second. He's digging for three. Center fielder Flores throws into third. It is late. RBI triple. Rodolfo Nolasco. And the Marauders score first. Nolasco's stinging that ball off the wall in left center field. And Flores, the center fielder, with a strong throw too late. He didn't play that carom well, and that was what caused Nolasco to turn on the jets and take third instead of stopping at second. Now Nolasco on third base, two away for Jace Bowen. Pitch by Castellano. Bowen takes that slider low and outside. Bowen has improved big time in laying off those breaking balls away. Castellano sets, and the 1-0. Bowen swings and lines one hard to right field. Pineda coming on, sunglasses on. He reaches up and makes the chest-high catch. Inning over, but Rodolfo Nolasco socks an RBI triple and makes it 1-0 Marauders after three innings. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Go to the fourth inning, and that's all tonight for right-hander Aaron Shortridge on his first outing on minor league rehab assignment. Three solid innings, Shortridge sprinkling in just three allowed hits. Walked none, struck out one, and he gives way to fellow right-hander Valentin Linares, who will be the piggyback man out of the bullpen tonight for Bradenton. Marauders leading 1-0, RBI triple in the bottom of the third moments ago by Rodolfo Nolasco, giving the home team the lead. Here in the fourth, Kendall Simmons. Second baseman hitting third in the order. Digs in for the Threshers. First pitch to Simmons. A fastball at 90. In there for a strike from Linares. 22-year-old righty from Villa Altagracia in the Dominican Republic. Deals the 0-1. That fastball right down the pipe. First strike two on Simmons. Linares splitting the season between the starting rotation and the bullpen. As we approach the later part of the evening, lights are beginning to come on here at Lee Cobb. Swing and a miss at a slider, strike three, as Linares comes in firing. Nasty slider from Linares. Punches out Simmons. One away for the Threshers here in the fourth inning. Here's Marcus Lee Sang. The pitch, left-handed batter takes up and away. First time up, Lee Singh fouled away a couple of two-strike pitches and then lined out hard to the second baseman, Bowen. The pitch, swing and a drive foul out of play down the left field line. Relatively quiet Tuesday evening here at Lecom Park. All sorts of fun ahead of us, though, on this homestand. Thirsty Thursday, Faith and Family Night, Star Wars Night, all coming up this weekend. 1-1 pitch. Lee Sang checks his swing and can't hold up. That's strike two. Start going after that high offering on an off speed. Big back and forth pump of the bat over his left shoulder. The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball past the mound. Bowen has it roll out of his reach into right center for a hit. Campagna returns the ball to the infield. It's a one-out single for Marcus Lee Sang. And the Threshers have now had at least one base runner each of their first four innings tonight. That brings up Arturo De Freitas. Bounce out to Bowen at second base's first trip. First pitch is high and inside on the Linares fastball. Up in Pittsburgh, looks like they're dealing with a delay up there at PNC Park. Pirates and the Tigers. The 1-0 pitch to De Freitas. Swinging a bouncing ball, pulled foul, third base line. Oh boy, tarp is going on up at PNC Park. Special thanks to Justice De Los Santos, Pirates B writer for MLB.com. Live tweeting some of the weather updates from up north of the big league club. 1-1 pitch, De Freitas lays off low and outside. Marauders 1, Threshers nothing. Top of the fourth inning here at Lecom Park. Marcus Lee Sang on first base, runs well, 8 for 10 in stolen base attempts. He goes here, pitches low, throw to second by Cook, is much too late. Lee Sang swipes it, his ninth of the year. Linares falls behind in the count. Meanwhile, three balls and a strike on Arturo De Freitas. Here's the set. Big right-hander tosses the 3-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Arturo De Freitas from Caracas, Venezuela, signed with the Phillies in March of 2018. A chance to pull his team even. Tying run waits on second with one gone here in the fourth. Linares the 3-2. Take it for strike three at the knees. Linares rings up a strikeout for a big second out here in the fourth inning. Right where Grant Cook called for it. And Leandro Pineda rocked a double down the left field line in the second inning. We'll bat for the second time this evening. Runner on second with two gone. The pitch by Linares. That's taken knee high. Ruled a strike. Again, the automated balls and strikes being utilized in their full capacity tonight. No challenges this evening. Same will be the case tomorrow. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He flailed at one in the dirt. Strike two. We're on a regular schedule now for the fully equipped ballparks. Full ABS for every Tuesday and Wednesday game. Challenges will be utilized. Challenge system will go into play for every Thursday through Sunday game at every fully equipped ballpark throughout the league. Now time called behind the plate by Cook. Count 0-2 on Leandro Pineda, who threatens to plate that game-tying run from second base. Lee Sang takes his lead. The 0-2 pitch. Pineda watches it go outside. Valentin Linares this season, 6.30 ERA over nine appearances. Don't let the numbers on the surface fool you, though. That is a mark that has shown steady improvement over the past several weeks for Linares. The 1-2 toss. Swinging a liner down the right field line. That is a fair ball and headed toward the corner. Round third coming in to score is Marcus Lee Sang. And into second base easily with a stand-up double is Leandro Pineda. It's tied 1-1. So the Marauders' lead doesn't last long. Grant Cook to the mound for a conversation with Valentin Linares. And while you can't put all of your stock into this, this is always a positive sign. Tends to be a positive sign for things to come. Games in which the Marauders score first this season, they're 13-16. Games in which the opponent scores first this season, 10-22, the Marauders' record. Something to be said for that first run of the game setting a tone. In many cases, runner on second, here's Jamari Baylor. The pitch is a fastball for strike one. A pair of doubles for Leandro Pineda, who came into this game batting just 163. He represents the go-ahead run now for Clearwater. Here's the 0-1. Baylor swings, fights it off foul over toward the first base side seats. Valentin Linares has gone to a two-strike count on every batter he's faced so far. Trying to put away Baylor here. 0-2 runner breaks for third. It's in the dirt, and Cook will not have a play at third base on Leandro Pineda. Got a good jump and lucked out on the pitch in the dirt. Rodgers couldn't do anything about it. So Leandro Pineda with his third steal in his many tries. This is a Clearwater club that loves to run. Linares trying to keep this game tied. He sets. And the 1-2. Check swing. Did he go around? The Marauders surprisingly don't appeal it. Jamari Baylor holds up on the check swing. Sign given. The set. Big right-hander deals the 2-2 in the dirt again. Grabbed by Cook. Three balls and two strikes on Jamari Baylor. Leandro Pineda, the runner on third base for the Threshers. His RBI double tied the score at one here in the fourth. 3-2. Baylor takes high and inside, and that's ball four. And the inning extends. That'll bring up Randy Vasquez. Had run 90 feet away from the Threshers here in the fourth inning. Linares pitches. Runner breaks for second. This pitch swung on, foul back by Vasquez. Jamari Baylor, team leader in stolen bases with 13 on the year. He's been caught only three times. Time called. Pitching coach Yorman Bizardo out for a mound visit. And with things starting to spiral now on Valentin Linares. Good chance this is one of those. Let's refocus and gather our thoughts here, sort of conversations. For those who are just joining us, the Marauders score the first run of the game, bottom of the third inning. Leadoff walk by Luke Brown. He scored on a Rodolfo Nolasco triple. Nolasco left stranded when the inning came to an end, though. Jace Bowen retired for the inning's final out on a line out to right field. Just a couple of minutes ago, Threshers tied the score at one apiece. Leandro Pineda, RBI double. Out to right field. Now the mound visit over. And with the team's leading base stealer on first and a Jamari Baylor. Potential go-ahead run on third. Linares back to work. Count is 0-1 on Vasquez. Here's the pitch. Runner breaks for second again. Pitch is called a strike. Throw to second is far too late. And Jamari Baylor steals second base. So that's three in the inning now for Clearwater. And this is really their M.O. Second leading team in the Florida State League in the stolen base category. Two in scoring position, but the count 0-2 on Randy Vasquez. Linares. Lifts his leg, deals the 0-2, swing and a chopper foul. Vasquez fouled it off his own leg. Ball rolls all the way to Norkey's Marcos up the third baseline. So we'll see another one. After Randy Vasquez shakes the bees out of that right leg. He's walking around trying to shake the pain out of that lower right leg. Plate umpire Austin Snow giving him as much time as he needs. See what Linares can cook up here on 0-2 again. The pitch by the right-hander, a swing and a pop-up. This towards shallow left. Third baseman Marcos out. He calls for it, and he makes the two-handed catch. Inning is over, so the score remains tied. Clearwater leaves two in scoring position. Locked at one apiece here in Bradenton as we go to the bottom of the fourth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Score tied 1-1 between the Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers on this Tuesday night. A beautiful one here at Leacom Park. West Division foes opening up this six-game series. And as the Marauders send their big bats to the plate in the bottom of the fourth inning, they're hoping to retake the lead. Grant Cook will lead off for the Marauders. Right-hander Aberson Castellano, 21-year-old from Venezuela, will go back for his fourth inning. He has struck out five, matching his season high. His windup and pitch to Cook is taken right down the middle for strike one. RBI triple in the third by Rodolfo Nolasco gave the Marauders a 1-0 lead. Clearwater tied it up in the top of the fourth. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Cook. Marcus Lee Sang, a one-out single for Clearwater, top of the fourth. After a strikeout, two-out game-tying double by Leandro Pineda. Not at the score, and now Grant Cook is hit by a breaking ball that misses its mark. Castellano hugely displeased with himself. And on base percentage for Grant Cook, about to go through the roof here. As pitching coach Vic Diaz trots out for a mound visit. Quick glance at what else is going on with other Pirates affiliates tonight. Other games are just underway. AAA Indianapolis hosting the Columbus Clippers, Cleveland Guardians AAA team. AA Altoona visiting the Reading Fightin' Phils, so another Pirates-Phillies organization matchup at AA. That game underway just about half an hour ago. And High A Greensboro opening a season in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Winston-Salem Dash, White Sox High A team. We'll give you some scoring updates on those three affiliate scores as the evening rolls along. Here's Brendan Dixon, a go-ahead runner on first for the Marauders. Score tied at one in the bottom of the fourth. Castellano sets, now delivers to Dixon, who takes a breaking ball strike. Threshers outfielders play Dixon straight away. Third baseman Vasquez almost even with the bag depth-wise. 0-1 pitch, low and outside. That breaking ball that Castellano tries to get Marauders hitters to chase really hasn't been very successful since the first inning. Tall right-handed stance by Dixon, awaiting the 1-1. Here it is. Low and outside. Count 2-1 from Castellano. Grant Cook on first base. Not a big threat to steal. One run, five hits for the Threshers. One run, two hits for the Marauders. 2-1 toss from the righty. Dixon takes just low on the fastball. Working ahead in the count. Three balls and a strike. Long shadows stretching across the field. Sun beginning to set off to the third base side. 3-1 pitch. Plunks Dixon in the helmet, and he falls to the ground. He is in pain. Athletic trainer Casey Lee running out of the Marauders' dugout to look at him. Manager Jonathan Johnston slowly jogging down the line, and my goodness, this happened to Wyatt Hendry a week and a half ago. He was just activated off the injured list today. And good news is Dixon is already standing up and walking around. Question is, will he be able to continue? Dixon slowly working his way up the first baseline, but Casey Lee is telling him to hold his horses and take it very slow. Let's be reasonable about this. Halfway up the first baseline, Dixon appears to be fully responsive and okay, at least from our viewpoint up here in the booth. Gustavo Amaña talking to Dixon as well. And Casey Lee, satisfied with where Dixon appears to be, gives him a pat on the back and leaves the field. So a little scare there for Brendan Dixon. Thankfully, appears to be okay. He'll stay in the game as the runner on first base. Back-to-back hit batsman opening up this fourth inning. And Marty Malloy is out to the mound for Clearwater. And we have a pitching change for the Threshers. We'll step aside when we come back. Two aboard, nobody out for the Marauders here in the bottom of the fourth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Right-hander Carlos Betancourt, the new pitcher for the Threshers. Welcome back to Lecom Park, bottom of the fourth inning. Back-to-back hit batsmen for the Marauders. Grant Cook hit by an errant breaking ball. Brendan Dixon taking what appeared to be a fastball to the helmet. Hit the ground at first. Thankfully appears to be okay. He remains in the game. Angel Basabe, the batter, facing the new right-hander in Betancourt, who has a 2.92 ERA. Pitch to Basabe. It's a fastball on the outside corner, a strike. Here's a look again for those watching on MLB TV tonight to that hit by pitch. Oh, Dixon actually taking that one to the shoulder. Left shoulder. 0-1 pitch from Betancourt. Basabe swings and chops it softly foul halfway up the first baseline. Now, from our angle up here in the booth and in real time, it definitely looked like it got Dixon in the head on the left shoulder. Thankfully, the non-throwing shoulder for Dixon. That's certainly going to hurt. First and second, nobody out. Basabe looking to deliver a base knock. The 0-2 pitch. Basabe swings and chases in the dirt. Strike three. Not the result the Marauders wanted there. Now Norquist Marcos will bat. The line for starter Aberson Castellano, not yet complete. He is responsible for the men on the bases. So far, 3-plus innings of work, 2 hits, 1 run. Walked 2 and struck out 5, with those 5 strikeouts matching his season high. Betancourt facing Norquist Marcos, and the right-hander deals. Marcos takes a breaking ball for a strike. Betancourt is from Venezuela. 21-year-old listed at 6'1", 160 pounds. First season at the single-A level. Spent the last 2 years in the Florida Complex League. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss by Marcos. Marcos in his first at-bat here in his season debut tonight. Worked the count full. But went down swinging. Strike 3. Back in the second inning. Grant Cook on second for Bradenton. Brendan Dixon on first. Betancourt ready, his 0-2. Marcos swings and misses. Badly fooled on the off-speed for strike 3. Now pressure is on Luke Brown to come up with a 2-out hit of some sort. Marauders' situational hitting tonight has, for the most part, not been good. RBI triple by Rodolfo Nolasco in the third inning, producing Bradenton's only run. Score tied at 1 as Clearwater tied it in the top of the fourth. Leandro Pineda, RBI double. Betancourt deals to Brown, who takes in the dirt. With runners in scoring position this season, Luke Brown is hitting .368. The 1-0, Brown swings, pops it up, out of play on the third base side. Look out on 9th Street. That ball bounces off the metal roof over the seats, and hopefully all cars outside the ballpark will keep their windshields intact. Brown, 9th round pick by the Pirates last year out of the University of Louisville. The 23-year-old looking for a big hit here in the fourth inning to give the Marauders the lead. 1-1. He takes over the inside corner for strike two. Carlos Betancourt, tough cookie this season, over seven appearances. Mentioned the 2.92 ERA, over 12 and a third innings. The 1-2 pitch to Brown. He swings and misses strike three, and the Marauders strand two on the base paths. We're through four, and onto the fifth here at Lee Comp Park. The score is tied at one. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Comp Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Valentin Linares back to pitch the fifth for the Marauders. He pumps a first pitch fastball strike into the zone on Eric Brito. Clearwater's shortstop. Bunt single his first trip. Marauders and Threshers tied at one on this warm Tuesday night at Lee Comp Park. The 0-1 pitch to Brito. Swung on, cracked bat. Flare to the second baseman, Bowen, who puts it away, making the catch no problem. Near the handle of the bat of Brito. So that bat's history. And with one away, here's the leadoff man in the order, Wilfredo Flores. One run, five hits for the Threshers tonight. One run, two hits for the Marauders. Flores, upright, open stance, choking up on the bat, takes the first pitch away. Flores hitting 308 on the season. 0 for 2 in this game. The 1-0. Swing and a pop-up over the third base side. Marcos gives it a look. Falls well into the seating bowl. Valentin Linares, the bulk man out of the pen tonight for the Marauders, following rehabbing right-hander Aaron Shortridge. 1-1 pitch, swinging at a ball fought off foul. Shortridge going three scoreless, allowing three hits. Didn't walk anybody, struck out one. Shortridge making his first rehab appearance and recovering from Tommy John surgery that he underwent almost a year and a half ago. The 1-2, Flores swings and pops it up. Towards shallow left, third baseman Marcos backpedals after it. He yells for it and makes the catch, staggering to his left a couple of quick steps. Two away for the Threshers. A lot of weak contact by Marauders pitching tonight. And after a fairly eventful fourth inning, Valentin Linares looks to shut things down here in the fifth. Switch hitting Yadiel Sanchez. Bats left-handed against the big right-hander. Linares tosses. Sanchez takes outside. Tampa Tarpon's game got postponed tonight. Looks like they're dealing with some nasty weather this evening up in Tampa. Not the case here in Bradenton. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a pop-up again, this time first base side. Dixon over, looking up into the sky, and he runs out of room. That one takes a high bounce off the concrete center aisle and up into the upper level descending bowl. Scramble is on. Five or six kids trying to hunt it down. And a little girl with a tie-dye shirt comes away with it. Nicely done. Now, it gets tough for the bigger kids to win sometimes when the ball rolls under the seats and you got to reach underneath. 1-1 toss. Swing and a miss by Sanchez. Strike two. Base is empty for the Threshers. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Marauders and Threshers tied at one. Linares with a 1-2. Swinging a hard ground ball right to the second baseman. Bowen, he's got it. Throw to first in time. 1-2-3 goes Clearwater here in the fifth inning. One all here at Lecom Park. We head to the bottom of the fifth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Degrees and sunny here at Lecom Park at the time of first pitch, and we go into the bottom of the fifth inning now. Temperature still lingering in the 80s. Beautiful night for baseball. Marauders looking to retake the lead here. Sergio Campagna stands in and leans away from a high and inside fastball. Ball one from right-hander Carlos Betancourt. Betancourt, first reliever of the game tonight for Clearwater. Deals the 1-0. Campagna takes outside by an inch. Ben Corden inherited a pair of runners in the fourth inning, stranded them both, coming on in relief of starter Aberson Castellano. The 2-0 pitch. Campagna takes that one inside for ball three. The Marauders unable to take advantage of back-to-back hit-by-pitches that opened up the fourth inning. Ben Corden came on and struck out three men in quick succession, ended the inning. 3-0, Campagna taking all the way. That pitch is high for ball four. As if as if trying to represent the skills Campagna brings to the base paths. Very loud vehicle outside the ballpark, revving its motor. See if Campagna decides to rev his motor on the bases. He's 11 of 15 in stealing attempts this year. Davies Nadal will bat next. He's 0 for 2. The pitch from Betancourt. Squares to bunt, does Nadal. He pulls back and takes a high strike. And right before that pitch came, Campagna and Gustavo Amaña frantically calling for time on first base. Looks like someone for the Marauders, Angel Basabe, it looks like, frisbee style, threw one of those oven mitt hand protectors onto the field for Amaña to give to Campagna. He velcros that onto his left hand. The 0-1 to Nadal, squaring to bunt again, drops a good one down third base side, picked up by the third baseman Vasquez. Throw to first is in time, and little accidental contact between first baseman and base runner there, but no harm done. So even though that was not the intended outcome, it goes down as a sacrifice bunt. Not something you see written in baseball scorebooks much these days. 5-3 on the putout. As Campagna advances to second base. Runs and hits both coming at a premium tonight. So this really has been one of those small ball nights for both teams. There's Rodolfo Nolasco, whose RBI triple in the third still stands up as the Marauders' only run. Betancourt deals, and Nolasco a swing and a miss in front of a curveball. Solidly built right-hander Betancourt, working with Sergio Campagna on second base. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball swung on, lifted high in the air to straightaway center, backing up Flores. Has a read on it, makes the catch. Campagna tags up from second and easily takes third base standing up. No throw. So a productive out there for Nolasco, albeit with two away now in the inning. Let's see if Jace Bowen can get the job done. Go-ahead run 90 feet away from the Marauders here in the fifth inning. Marauders led 1-0 coming out of the third. Clearwater tied it up immediately in the top of the fourth. Marauders with a chance to regain the lead here in the fifth. Betancourt delivers, and Bowen takes in the dirt. This gets by De Freitas by just a couple of feet. And Campagna bouncing around in place, not able to go anywhere. Jace Bowen hit one hard his last time up. A line out to the right field ended the third inning. The 1-0 pitch. Bowen takes a fastball for strike one. Good wheels in Sergio Campagna on third base with two gone for Bradenton. Betancourt with a 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball swung on. Tap to third. Charging. Gloving backhand. Vasquez. Throw across to first. Not in time. Bowen beats it out. And Campagna scores from third. The Marauders retake the lead. Well, that was crucial there for Bowen and the Marauders. Hustling all the way and the slow bouncing ball. Caused Vasquez to have to rush that throw. And even so, couldn't get it to first in time. Bowen picks up RBI number 29 on the season. Marauders retake the lead 2-1 on that brilliant hustle. Here's Grant Cook. Pick off to first by Betancourt. Bowen dives back safely. Three hits on the evening for Bradenton, two of which haven't left the infield. The pitch to Cook. Swing and miss, late on a fastball, but sometimes it just goes to show you. Sometimes placement matters a lot more than the strength of the hits. Bowen on first base, good speed, the 0-1 pitch. Cook swings and drives it foul out of play on the first base line. Marauders leading the Threshers as shade has engulfed the entirety of the infield, still a few rays of sunshine splashing across right field and center. 0-2, Cook takes outside. That golden sunshine glancing off the right field wall here at Lecom Park. Stadium lights are already on. The 1-2, Bowen breaks for second. Swing and a miss by Cook. He is down, swinging to end the inning. But Jace Bowen's infield single and some great hustle on the play gives the Marauders the lead back. It's 2-1 after five innings. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Leecom Park, where the Marauders lead the Threshers by a score of 2-1. And if you're joining us here on this fine Tuesday evening, a quick look at how this game has rolled along. Bottom of the third inning, the Marauders scored first on an RBI triple to left center by Rodolfo Nolasco. Clearwater tied it up in the top of the fourth, RBI double by Leandro Pena. And just a couple of minutes ago here, Jace Bowen beat out an infield single down the third baseline with two outs, scoring Sergio Campagna from third for the go-ahead run. So the Marauders back in front. And back to work on the mound, right-hander Valentin Linares. Kendall Simmons, the batter for Clearwater. Righty on righty, the pitch is low and outside. One run, five hits, no errors for Clearwater. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Bradenton. Kendall Simmons is 0 for 2. The 1-0 pitch. He takes a fastball low, evidently, from Linares. Ball two, look pretty close. Simmons awaits the 2-0, and he gets it. That is inside for ball three. Simmons comes from Macon, Georgia. Sixth-round pick of the Phillies in 2018 out of Tattnall Square Academy in Macon. Lots of raw power in this righty batter. Won't get the chance to show it here, though, as he takes low and inside for ball four. The start that Valentin Linares envisioned for this sixth inning, protecting a one-run lead. Some gray clouds rolling in from beyond the right field corner here in Bradenton. They don't look particularly threatening, but you really never know here in Florida. Pitch to Marcus Lee Sang, a bunt on the first baseline, a good one. It stays fair on the grass, and the throw to first is late by Linares, and the Threshers are threatening here, first and second with nobody out. That was a heck of a bunt there by Marcus Lee Sang. Grant Cook stepping in front of home plate, giving signals to his infielders. First and second, nobody out. A lot of small ball in this game. These two teams don't ranked too close to the top in most key offensive categories this season. Arturo De Freitas up at the plate for Clearwater. The pitch is inside for ball one. Here's the set. Simmons leads off second. Lee Sang off first. Both men run well. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a ball fought off foul. Valentin Linares, 6'5", 226 pounds. Right-hander has the sign and sets. The 1-1, De Freitas swings, pops it up back this way, over the roof, out of play. Catcher at the plate here in a double play situation. Ground ball hit hard enough, could result in two for the Marauders infield. Linares with a 1-2. De Freitas swings and hits a hard ground ball foul up the third baseline. Norquise Marcos over to chase it down on the near end of the rolled up tarp along the side. Marauders saw their 1-0 lead disappear in the fourth inning, trying to hold on to their 2-1 advantage here in the sixth inning. And Valentin Linares, ever so focused on the mound, came set, didn't realize that time had been called for some time behind home plate. Right-hander works ahead in the count on De Freitas. The 1-2 pitch, slider swung on, fouled back, just got a piece. Clearwater came into this game, 94 stolen bases, a very close second behind Fort Myers in the Florida State League in the team's stolen base category. We've already gotten a taste of how much this team loves to run. The 1-2 pitch, De Freitas swings and rolls one over to the third. Marcos grabs it, steps on third for one, throw across to first, is not in time! Oh, Brendan Dixon with a good backhand pick and a stretch. But they're not able to get him on the back end of the double play attempt. Arturo De Freitas just throwing the bat head out of that pitch that was almost in the dirt. Now Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout to have a chat with base umpire Chase Eubanks. And the umpires are going to get together and talk about it now. Rarely do you see it progress to this extent. Two umpires meeting in front of home plate here, talking about the previous play. Bang, bang play at first, back end of a would-be double play. And looking at the replay, it's not super conclusive here. And we've seen no signal, so evidently the play will stand. No big surprise there. So as a result on that play, the Marauders get only the lead runner on the force out. Kendall Simmons out at third. Marcus Lee Sang up to second. Arturo De Freitas on first base, narrowly beating out that throw. One out, two aboard. Here's Leandro Pineda, two for two with a pair of doubles. Linares deals, and a swing and a high fly ball out to right field. And underneath it, Luke Brown makes the catch, runner tagging for third. And the throw toward third, cut off by the shortstop Nadal, sliding in safely at third, no throw, is Marcus Lee Sang. So good job by Brown, doing all he could. But now the Threshers, tying run at third, go-ahead run on first base for Jamari Baylor. Linares trying to pitch out of a jam here in the sixth inning, protecting a narrow one-run Marauders lead. Here's the offering, outside on a slider. Jamari Baylor grounded to short in the second inning, drew a six-pitch walk in the fourth. Linares comes set. His 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Baylor late on the fastball. Linares issued a leadoff walk in this inning. Try not to let that come back to haunt. Pick off to first and late. De Freitas dives in safely. Arturo De Freitas, not a big base stealer, 0-for-1 in his lone attempt this season. But in this first and third situation, never know if he could try something. 1-1 pitch, not going. Swing and miss by Baylor for strike two. Baylor removing that red helmet, flipping his hair back out of his eyes. Digs back into the box, upright stance from the right side. The 1-2 from Linares is taken high for ball two. Marcus Lee Sang on third base represents the tying run. Arturo De Freitas on first. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Baylor swings and misses strike three. Slider got him. Inning over, and the Marauders maintain their 2-1 lead. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Marauders in front by one. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, a new pitcher for Clearwater, left-hander Jordan Fowler. On the pitch for the visitors, Brendan Dixon steps in for the Marauders and takes the first pitch from the left-hander high. First game of a six-game set between the West Division rivals, Marauders and Threshers. Bradenton tied for fourth place in the division, Clearwater sitting in second place. The 1-0 from Fowler, Dixon swings and fouls it back up the screen. It springs back and bounces right back to the catcher, De Freitas. Brendan Dixon, 0-for-1, hit by a pitch in his previous plate appearance. Full windup by Fowler in the 1-1. That misses low. Fowler making just his fifth appearance for Clearwater this season. He's been highly effective so far. 1.38 ERA, opponents batting 2-0-4 against him. The 2-1, Dixon, big swing and a miss through a changeup. Just one walk, 11 strikeouts over 13 innings of work. For Fowler. Dixon removing that batting helmet. Trying to adjust something on the inside of it. Righty batter digs back in. Gently tapping the black bat on his right shoulder. 2-2 pitch comes and he swings through it. Strike three. One away as Jordan Fowler is the second man out of the pen tonight for Clearwater. Jordan Fowler comes from Union City, Tennessee. It's in the western part of Tennessee, up near the Kentucky border. Phillies signed him 2 years ago as an undrafted free agent. He attended Central Missouri for his collegiate days. Here's Angel Basabe, a lefty-lefty matchup. Swing and a miss to the first pitch off speed. Fowler had previously attended Ole Miss, transferred to Central Missouri for what would turn out to be his final collegiate season. The 0-1 to Basabe, swinging a crisp ground ball, bouncing right to the second baseman Simmons. He grabs it, throws to first in time, and there are two away. Dixon and Basabe retired quickly here in the sixth. That'll bring up Norquise Marcos. Has yet to put a ball in play. Striking out, swinging each of his first two at-bats. Marcos swiping his bat across the plate, gauging his distance from the dish. He receives the first offering from the lefty, shows bunt, pulls back and takes the pitch for a high strike, pops out of the mitt of De Freitas. And Marcos couldn't believe it. I Season debut here in 2022 for Norquis Marcos, brought up from the Florida Complex League in time for tonight's game. The 0-1 pitch, Marcos swings big and misses. Right before that pitch, a little bolt of lightning, very, very far off in the distance, beyond right center, went off. That's in the general direction of Tampa, where they've encountered some nasty weather. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a bouncing ball to the shortstop. Right there for it is Brito. Throw to first is in time to get Marcos by a big step. And the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Marauders. Bradenton leading 2-1 after six innings here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Be with us on this Tuesday night from Lecom Park in Bradenton. Spencer Smith back with you on this fine evening. The Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers playing game one of six in this series. Marauders have a 2-1 lead here in the series opener. Right-hander Valentin Linares, workhorse out of the bullpen tonight for Bradenton. Following right-hander Aaron Shortridge, who is on minor league rehab assignment tonight. Timeout call before we get going. Joe Knight on our grounds crew here, scooping an extra little bit of dirt that he needed to get rid of. As the grounds crew tends to the infield between innings. So Linares back to work on the hill. Randy Vasquez the batter for the Threshers. Left-handed batter squares to bunt, drops one down, a foul, third base side. Now we have seen a lot of bunting tonight. More from Clearwater than from Bradenton, although both teams have the speedsters who have that within their skill set. One run, six hits for the Threshers. Two runs, three hits for Bradenton. Two of those three hits stayed on the infield for the Marauders. They've been crucial, though. 0-1 to Vasquez. Squares to bunt again, and he double taps it on his way out of the box. Just ruled a foul ball, though. It was still in the box when it bounced back up off the ground and hit his barrel again. Vasquez 0-for-2 out of the 8th slot in the order. Infield shading the left-handed batter to pull. The 0-2 pitch comes, and it is taken low and inside. Temperature cooling off a little bit here in Bradenton, although the breeze has slowed somewhat. And with those clouds rolling in, that's helping bring those temperatures down. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a weak dribbler up the first baseline. Bounces foul. Kicked away by Brendan Dixon. Never knew Dixon would be a soccer star growing up. Could be wrong, though. Randy Vasquez struck out swinging in the second, popped out to the third baseman in the fourth inning. We'll have a scoring update from AAA Indianapolis coming your way in just a second. Cook gives the signal to Linares, who lifts his leg and deals the 1-2. Vasquez takes in the dirt. Ball two. Indianapolis leading Columbus 7-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jiwon Bae, RBI single. Mason Martin, a two-run double. Rodolfo Castro, his third AAA home run of the year. Now the 2-2. Vasquez swings at foul tips of breaking ball. That was, my gosh. That back foot slider there by Linares looked like it was almost curving right around the body of Randy Vasquez. Filthy enough to induce a swing still. Pitch number 7 is next. Here it is from the righty. He gets him. Strike 3. Filth from Linares, and he freezes Randy Vasquez, who in utter disbelief slowly walks away. Another look at it. Oh, just a beauty. Right about knee high. Vasquez thought it was low. Outside corner. Here's Eric Brito, 1-for-2 with a bunt single. The pitch. Right-handed batter takes a look at a strike. For Indianapolis on the mound tonight, by the way, Jared Eichhoff getting the start. The 0-1 pitch. That slider spins low and outside. Eichhoff, 2 runs allowed on 2 hits. 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. O'Neill Cruz, 1-for-2 with a walk and a stolen base tonight for Indianapolis. 1-1 pitch, crowds him inside, ball 2. Linares peers in for the sign, now is ready. The 2-1 to Brito, fastball for strike 2. The Marauders working with a 2-1 lead here in the top of the 7th inning at Lecom Park. Linares brings his hands together. Quickly the 2-2 pitch. And take it for strike 3 at the knees. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the 7th for Valentin Linares. He's settling in nicely, and there are 2 gone here in the 7th inning. Wilfredo Flores, leadoff man for Clearwater, 0-for-3 tonight. Up in Pittsburgh, meanwhile, still in a weather delay at PNC Park. Pitch to Flores, swinging a liner to second. Backhanded on a short hop by Bowen. Throw across his body to first. In time, beautiful play by Jace Bowen. Ends a clean 7th by Valentin Linares. Time to stretch here in Bradenton. The Marauders lead the Threshers 2-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here at Lecom Park on this Tuesday night, the Marauders 2, Threshers 1. Luke Brown will lead off the bottom of the 7th for Bradenton. Spencer Smith back with you tonight. Glad to have you along for the journey this evening. First of 6 matchups this week for the Marauders and Threshers. Wind up in the pitch by a left-hander, Jordan Fowler. Here's a fastball low to Luke Brown. Brown with a walk in the 3rd inning. Struck out swinging in the 4th. Fowler deals the 1-0. And Brown looks at a strike on the outer half. As we're touching on to the Pirates and Tigers, facing a weather delay up at PNC Park. Seems to be a going trend across the state of Pennsylvania tonight. As the 1-1 pitches in for strike 2. Double-A Altoona curve visiting the Reading Fight and Phils out in the eastern part of Pennsylvania. That game has been postponed. K Encountering some rainy weather there in Reading, PA. 1-2 from Fowler. Swinging a ground ball the other way, and that's through the hole into left field for a base hit. Luke Brown earns his way aboard. A little opposite field single. Really remarkable how Luke Brown has been able to find those gaps throughout the season. Sergio Campagna will bat next. Good speed on the base paths, more speed at the plate. Here in the home half of the seventh, the Marauders looking to extend a one-run lead. Fowler is set. And a high leg kick, pick off to first. Brown dives in safely. Very deceptive but legal pickoff move there by Fowler. Gave that high leg kick. Didn't let his body momentum carrying him toward home plate in any way, though. Step to first base on the throw. Runner breaks. Pitch is high. Throw to second by DeFreitas. Is in time to get Luke Brown. Man, Arturo DeFreitas. Impressive pop time. Delivers that throw down to second in a jiff. And Luke Brown thrown out for the first time this season. Throw right over the bag and the tag right onto the right calf of Luke Brown as he slid in head feet first. Pitch to Campagna, swinging a ground ball. Side spin on it. Smothered by the first baseman Baylor. He touches the base himself. Quickly two gone. Davis Nadal will try and get something going here at the bottom of the seventh. Every run precious here at Lecom Park tonight. Both runs and hits hard to come by for both clubs. Marauders lead the Threshers 2-1. Wind up in the pitch by Fowler. Nadal swings big and misses the slider. Scoring update from High A Greensboro tonight. Grasshoppers trail the Winston-Salem Dash 3-2, bottom of the fifth inning. Former Marauder Logan Hoffman on the mound right now for Greensboro. Swinging a tapper foul by Davies Nadal. He's behind in the count 0-2. Davies Nadal stands tall from the left side with a slightly open stance. Fowler with a windup in the 0-2. Nadal takes a high fastball. Ball one. The two Greensboro runs at High A tonight, not coming in any spectacular fashion. Sammy Ciani, a bases loaded walk in the fourth. Abraham Gutierrez, sack fly in the fifth. 1-2. Swing and a flare down the left field line. This is foul. Out of the reach of Marcus Lee Sang, skimming up against the extended netting. The Marauders have somebody loosening in their bullpen. Right-hander throwing. There's a chance it may be the end of the line tonight for Valentin Linares, who's been solid. The windup, and Fowler with a 1-2 pitch. Nadal swings and smacks a ground ball. Diving stop behind the bag by Baylor, and the first baseman runs it to the base himself, beating the diving Nadal to first in time. Out number three. The Marauders get nothing here in the seventh, but we go to the eighth. Bradenton 2, Clearwater 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
For the fourth appearance of his professional career, right-hander Jack Hartman enters the game for the Marauders. Bradenton leading Clearwater 2-1 here at Lecom Park. As we open up the eighth inning, hard-throwing right-hander Hartman will face 2-3-4 in the Clearwater lineup. Yadiel Sanchez, switch hitter batting left-handed, digs in, and time called before we get going. Jack Hartman has been called on a pitch clock violation. And a bewildered Hartman, a little shake of his head to himself, not happy. Count 1-0 on Sanchez. Hartman's first true pitch of the night is a fastball low. 2-0 on Yadiel Sanchez. Fastball coming in at 95 from the Georgia native Hartman. 2-0 on its way. That is a high strike called. Hartman wearing the number 14 in black numerals on the back of the white jersey. From Peachtree City, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. 2-1 coming. Swinging a high fly ball, blistered down the left field line, out of play. First three games as a professional, Hartman, an ERA of 3. His lone run allowed, coming on a solo homer in the Fort Myers series. One walk, three strikeouts, opponents batting 182. 2-2 toss. Low, ball 3. Hartman coming out firing, 95 consistently on that fastball. Trying to set down the leadoff man of the inning, Yadiel Sanchez. Hartman with the 3-2 pitch, it swung on and belted deep to right field. This ball back, Brown looking up. This ball is gone, and this game is tied again. Onto the boardwalk in right field. Yadiel Sanchez, home run number 5 on the season. And that 2-1 lead has evaporated. So two of the three hits allowed this season by Jack Hartman have been long balls. And the Threshers with some new life here in the late innings. So that will eliminate Valentin Linares from becoming the winning pitcher in this game in long relief. Hartman trying to get back on track with Kendall Simmons, 0-for-2 with a walk. Pitch, slider misses outside. Hartman is ready. It is 1-0 toss. Simmons swings and bounces it right back to the mound on one hop. Hartman shortens the distance to first base. Underhand flip to Dixon. Takes care of Simmons. One gone. Had a nice talk via Zoom with Jack after he made his debut over in Jupiter last month. Jack talked about growing up in the first few years of his life just outside of Detroit. Milford, Michigan, where he spent the first few years of his life, grew up a Tigers fan. Marcus Lee sang the next batter. He takes a first pitch breaking ball. Looked good, a little bit low. Hartman grew up looking up to the likes of Justin Verlander, Miguel Cabrera, longtime Tigers. He's ready, the 1-0 pitch. That's low and inside. Here at the top of the eighth inning, Hartman is allowed a leadoff solo homer to Yadiel Sanchez. Bounces back to get a ground out, back to the mound. Off the bat of Kendall Simmons. 2-0 pitch to Marcus Lee Sang. Take in low for ball 3. Lee Sang, tough out tonight. Hard line out to the second baseman in the first. Since then, a single and a bunt single. Hartman with a 3-0. That skips in the dirt for ball 4. Not a good guy to put on the base paths as Lee Sang runs well, and he has stolen a base tonight. He represents the go-ahead run. Hey. There's Arturo De Freitas, who's 0-3. Middle infielders pinching close to the bag. Second baseman Bowen playing especially close. First pitch to De Freitas. Misses outside, ball one. Five straight pitches missing the zone from Jack Hartman. Marauders and Threshers tied at two. Time called. Grant Cook out for a mound visit now. Hartman covering his mouth with his light tan glove as he converses with his battery mate. Cook with a pat of the backside of his right-hander as he goes back to his post. Some crucial at-bats here in the eighth inning. Arturo De Freitas, the hitter. He's made hard contact a couple of times. Good speed on first base in Marcus Lee Sang representing the go-ahead run. The set and the pitch. Runner not moving. Swing and a pop foul out of play on the first base side. Now right-hander is beginning to throw in the Marauders' pen. Looks to be Christian Charlie again, who we saw warming up earlier. Here's Hartman's 1-1. Lee Sang breaks for second. Pitch low and outside. Cook's throw sails into center field. Backed up by Campagna. And Lee Sang will not advance any additional bases, but he's in at second base with his second steal of the night. And now the go-ahead run for Clearwater moves into scoring position. Marauders had a 2-1 lead. Score now tied at 2 after the home run earlier this inning by Yadiel Sanchez. Now Jack Hartman and the Marauders in danger of seeing the Threshers take the lead for the first time this evening. Time called. We saw Valentin Linares work out of a couple of jams during his four innings of work out of the bullpen. Hartman with a 2-1 pitch. Outside for ball three. He is just not able to find the strike zone with any consistency tonight. 15 pitches, only 5 strikes for Hartman. Lee Sang with his lead off second base. Bowen keeping an eye on him. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a drive foul. Headed out toward the fan plaza down the right field line. Gray clouds rolling in beyond right field. A few bolts of lightning flashing in the distance. Hartman trying to get a big second out here in this eighth inning. Long look in. He gets the signal from Cook. Payoff pitch to De Freitas is swung on and lifted down the right field line. That's going to fall foul into the metal bleachers. Again, the Marauders have not won back-to-back games since May the 21st and 22nd in Jupiter. It's been a couple of weeks now. They can come back to win this one tonight. First, Jack Hartman trying to keep it tied. They would win back-to-back. 3-2, swung on line to right field for a base hit. Lee Sang around third. He's being waved home. Luke Brown up with the ball in right field, and he throws it in towards second. An RBI single by Arturo De Freitas, and Clearwater has the lead 3-2. First lead of the evening for the visiting club. So Jack Hartman will try and get the wheels back on track here against Leandro Pineda. Good size lead up first by De Freitas. And the pitch to Pineda. Swing and a miss of the hard fastball at 95. Hartman brings his hands together. Big righty tosses the 0-1. There's a swing and a bouncer. Foul down the first baseline. Hartman in command here, 0-2. Leandro Pineda. 20-year-old from Valencia, Venezuela. Celebrated his 20th birthday this past Saturday. Harmon ready on the hill. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Late an indecisive swing by Pineda. Got him for strike three. Time called. Jonathan Johnston out of the Marauders dugout. Looks like that'll be it for Jack Hartman tonight. Things did not go according to plan. And not only do the Marauders lose the lead, Clearwater takes the lead. It's 3-2 here in the eighth inning. Two outs, runner on first. We'll be back after the pitching change here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's Christian Chartley to pitch for the Marauders in the bottom of the eighth inning. Make that the top of the eighth inning. Clearwater has just taken a 3-2 lead over Bradenton thanks to an RBI single to right field by Arturo De Freitas. So Jack Hartman exits after just two-thirds of an inning of work, allowing a game-tying solo homer to Yadiel Sanchez. A few batters later, an Arturo De Freitas RBI single that we just mentioned. Dark clouds rolling in. Lightning coming a little close here in Bradenton. Hoping that stays far enough away that we can continue to play this game. Remains a tight one. Big, bright lightning bolt flashing beyond right field. A couple of fans taking notice. Audibly so. And so the new right-hander, Charlie, comes on to face Jamari Baylor. Right-handed hitting at first baseman. Three runs, eight hits for Clearwater. Two runs, four hits for Bradenton. Charlie with the offering. Fastball swung on, popped up, out of play on the first base side. Christian Charlie has been dynamite out of the Marauders' pen. 12 appearances on the year, 1.93 ERA, 22 strikeouts over 18 and two-thirds innings. 0-1 to Baylor, slide step delivery. Fastball in there for strike two. Baylor rolling his head to the side, thinking that pitch was high. Charlie trying to keep this game as close as possible for the Marauders. Runner on first, two outs. De Freitas takes his lead. The 0-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line. Headed toward the fan plaza. Baylor without a hit tonight. Grounded to short. A walk and a strikeout swinging. Charlie with his glove in front of his face. Standing tall on the hill, getting the signal from Grant Cook. Ready. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Luke Brown looking up into the sky. Lost sight of it at first. Now appears to see it. Moving to his left. He makes the catch. The inning is over. But the damage done. Clearwater takes the lead 3-2. The Marauders try to battle back in the bottom half. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Cook
come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Heart of the order coming up for the Marauders in the bottom of the eighth inning, trailing Clearwater 3-2. And these guys are going to come up against a tough customer out of the Threshers bullpen. Right-hander Connor Ash, 23-year-old from Michigan, comes in with a 1.88 ERA, 0.84 whip, and opponents hitting a paltry 140 against him. His windup and pitcher, Rodolfo Nolasco, breaking ball, misses too high. Nolasco, an RBI triple in the third inning, gave the Marauders their first run. Marauders held a 2-1 lead afterwards. That has since evaporated. The 1-0 pitch bounces in the dirt for ball two. 10 appearances, 14 and a third total innings for Connor Ash. First name starts with a K. The 2-0 toss. Nolasco takes a fastball up in the zone, called a strike. Top of the eighth inning, Jack Hartman, a rough night out of the Marauders' bullpen, gave up a game-tying homer to Yadiel Sanchez. Go-ahead RBI single, Arturo De Freitas. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nolasco couldn't connect on the fastball. Connor Ash, undrafted free agent signing by the Phillies last year. Pitched at Mizzou. 2-2, check swing by Nolasco. He did not go around on the check swing. Much to the Threshers' bewilderment. Nasty two-strike breaking ball. Nolasco holds up and works the count full. Marauders trying to battle back from this slim one-run deficit. The 3-2 pitch is check swung on, and yes, he went around this time, strike three. Now here's Jace Bowen. Marauders held a 2-1 lead coming out of the seventh inning. Now suddenly down to their final five outs offensively, trailing by one. Hesitation in the windup by Ash this time. The pitch to Bowen, swing and a tapper. Back to the mound. Ash picks it up, and the throw to first is right on target in time for out number two. Nice run of performance by the Clearwater bullpen. That's eight of the last nine retired. Now Grant Cook, the man who hit 10 home runs between two levels of the Pirates organization last year, will step in for the Marauders, representing the tying run of the dish. The pitch, breaking ball, hangs up there. Too high, ball one. Multiple bright flashes of lightning beyond right field. Aaron Bradenton tonight. Here is the 1-0 offering, taken for ball two, just outside. Jonathan Johnston looking on from the third base coaching box. Grant Cook trying to deliver a big hit. The 2-0, swinging a line drive, base hit to left field. There's your potential tying run on first base. And Grant Cook on the bases in three of his four plate appearances tonight. Pinch runner, Randy Romero, will replace Grant Cook at first base. So Grant Cook's evening is finished. A good one at the plates. One for two. A single, a walk, a hit by pitch. So Randy Romero now penciled into that five spot in the order as the pinch runner for Cook. Brendan Dixon at the plate now for the Marauders represents that go-ahead run. Second on the team with four home runs. Ash with the pitch. And Dixon takes a fastball under the hands. Catches the inside corner, though, for strike one. Dixon didn't seem to agree with it, but the ABS in place tonight, arguing with the umpire, would do even less good than normal. The 0-1 pitch. Dixon takes a breaking ball. That misses upstairs. Randy Romero, the pinch runner on first, taking his lead. Jamari Baylor holding him on. Right-hander Ash is set. 1-1 delivery. Dixon takes a breaking ball high. Didn't break enough. Connor Ash, born in Grand Blanc, Missouri. Hometown is Plainfield, Illinois. Pitched mostly in relief during his collegiate years at Mizzou. That continues here into his pro career. The 2-1 to Dixon. He swings and pops it up. Right side of the infield. First baseman Baylor over and near the edge of the grass. Makes the catch and the inning is over. Romero left stranded. We're through eight here in Bradenton. Clearwater leading 3-2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Move to the top of the ninth inning and a couple of defensive changes for the Marauders. Pinch runner Randy Romero, who ran for the catcher Grant Cook, remains in the game as the new left fielder tonight. And the new catcher, Wyatt Hendry, into the game. First action he's seeing in a week and a half. Good to see Wyatt back into the fold. Returning from the injured list earlier today. Randy Vasquez, the batter, leads off the ninth for Clearwater. First pitch from Christian Charlie. Nasty breaking ball in for strike one. Threshers 3, Marauders 2. Bradenton had a 2-1 lead after 7 innings. That went by the wayside. Game-tying homer, Yadiel Sanchez. Go-ahead RBI single, Arturo De Freitas. 0-1 pitch, a fastball in there for strike 2 at 96 miles per hour. Christian Charlie in command to begin the ninth inning. Trying to throw a zero up on the board here in this column and give the Marauders a fighting chance in the bottom half. Here's Charlie with the 0-2 pitch. Vasquez swings and misses. Power fastball at 97. Got him swinging. And Christian Charlie continues to show why he's been such a dominant arm out of that Marauders bullpen this year. Charlie has held opponents scoreless in 9 of his 12 appearances this season. Really a breakthrough year for the righty. Here's Eric Brito. First pitch is a high strike on the inner half. Charlie's last eight games in particular, brilliant. 0.71 ERA, 15 strikeouts over 12 and two-thirds innings. Here's a bouncing ball to third. Norkey's Marco snow cones it, turns glove side, and throws to first in time. Dixon keeps his toe on the bag for the second out. Back to the top of the order with Wilfredo Flores, leadoff man who came into the game hitting 313, is 0 for 4 tonight. Beneath dark skies here in Bradenton, Christian Charlay trying to finish off a scoreless top of the ninth. Keeping a one-run game. Pitch to Flores. He squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes one that bounces in the dirt. Wilfredo Flores from Santo Domingo in Dominican. Christian Charlay from La Romana. Here's a swing and a miss at a fastball at 95. Base is empty, two gone. Clearwater leading 3-2 here in the visitor's half of the ninth inning. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball just misses the outside corner. A look ahead to the Marauders' half of the ninth. Hendry, Marcos, Brown, the three men due up. Now the 2-1 toss. Fastball laid on the swing. Flores sprays it foul to the third base side. Two balls and two strikes on Wilfredo Flores. He's managed to put the ball in play to his first four trips to the plate tonight. 2-2 pitch from Charlay. Here's a swing and a line drive to left center. That's going to split the gap and bounce in for a base hit. That rolls onto the warning track. Center fielder Campagna up with the ball. Throws it in toward the cutoff man Nadal. It's a two-out double for Wilfredo Flores, and the Threshers will not give up so easily here in the ninth inning. And here's Yadiel Sanchez, who last time up delivered the Marauders a tough blow with a game-tying homer to right field. From there, Threshers got a one-out walk and then capitalized on it with an RBI single after a stolen base. Here's the pitch to Sanchez. Swinging a ball, blasted out to deep center field. Campagna back on his horse. This ball is off the wall. Scoring is Wilfredo Flores. And stopping at second base with an RBI double is Yadiel Sanchez. The Marauders were one strike away from a scoreless top of the ninth inning. And now it's going to be at least a two-run deficit for the team to find the bottom half when that swings around. There have already been a slew of promotions from Clearwater up to High A Jersey Shore within the Philly system. You got to think a guy like Yadiel Sanchez building a good case for himself lately. Here's Kendall Simmons stepping in looking at strike one from Charlay. Charlay sets, trying to work out of the inning. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Simmons fooled badly on the slider. Hendry knocking it down in the dirt. Simmons is 0-3 tonight in the third spot in the order. Drew a walk in the sixth inning. That's been his only journey around the bases. The set. Charlie with the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, and Simmons loses his bat on the follow-through. Inning over, but the RBI double by Sanchez makes it a 4-2 Clearwater lead. Last chance for the Marauders coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at Bradenton Marauders.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Go time for the Marauders, who trail the Threshers 4-2 as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. And right-hander Rodolfo Sanchez on the pitch for Clearwater. Here at Leacom Park, Marauders held two separate leads, unable to hang on to either of them. Clearwater leading 3-2 after eight innings. They added an insurance run in the top of the ninth on a Yadiel Sanchez RBI double. And for the Marauders, Wyatt Hendry getting his first plate appearance of the night. In his first game back from the injured list, he steps in. Sanchez, the windup in the pitch, and Hendry takes a fastball strike. Hendry coming in as the new catcher after Grant Cook was lifted for pinch runner Randy Romero in the eighth inning, who was left stranded. 0-1, Hendry swings and misses, strike two. A 1.61 ERA on the season, seemingly endless slew of talented arms out of this Clearwater bullpen. Time called. Third baseman Randy Vasquez bending over at his waist, tying his right shoe. Hendry taps the corner of the plate with his bat. Awaits the 0-2. Here it is. That's taken up and away for ball one. Sanchez on the surface looked to be built more like a middle infielder. 5'10", 165 pounds. Possesses a live arm, though. 1-2, swinging a bouncing ball. Backhanded by the first baseman, Baylor. He bobbles it, and he can't make a throw to first. Had the makings of a great play on the backhand side by Jamari Baylor, but he couldn't make a clean transfer. So Wyatt Hendry reaches first base on what has been ruled a fielding error by Baylor, his ninth of the season. Norquise Marcos looks to put the bat to the ball here. Tying run at the plate now for the Marauders. Sanchez set to the belts. Slide step and the pitch. A swing and a foul back by Marcos. Looked tied up on that swing. Fastball sits in the mid-90s from Rodolfo Sanchez. Hendry on first base, modest lead, and the pitch. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss by Marcos. Struggled in 40 games with the Marauders last season with the bat, hit 193. Off to a slow start here in his season debut tonight, 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts. Now the 0-2 to Marcos, up and away, good eye for ball one. Luke Brown waits in the on-deck circle for the Marauders. Marcos settles in the box, awaiting a 1-2 pitch. Sanchez deals. It's swung on, popped up, out of play on the first base side. Four runs on 10 hits this evening for the Threshers. At one point in the game, hits and runs were both hard to come by. Narrative has changed, though, over these past couple of innings, at least in Clearwater's favor. Two runs to take the lead in the eighth. One run of insurance in the top of the ninth. Sanchez with a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Marcos tied up in knots on the inside slider. Marauders down to their final two outs. Luke Brown will step up. Sanchez comes set on the mound. The pitch to Brown. There's a swing and a pop-up out of play on the third base side of the park. Aberson Castellanos started this game for Clearwater. Three innings, allowed only one run, struck out five. Carlos Betancourt, Jordan Fowler, Connor Ash following in relief, and now Rodolfo Sanchez. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a foul back by Brown. He's in an 0-2 hole. Sanchez peers in for the signal. Hendry leads off first base. The 0-2 pitch to Brown, taken high for ball one. Brown with those feet spread wide apart from the left side, crouching stance. He gets the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a tapper foul, staying alive. Lots of big flashes of lightning seem to be creeping closer and closer to the ballpark from behind right field. Lighting up this dark night sky. The 1-2 pitch again. Swing and another drive out of play down the left field line. Luke Brown putting up a good battle. Little extra space down that third baseline. Vasquez playing off the line by a wide margin. 1-2 pitch. Inside, and that clipped his leg. Bounce ball came in tight on Brown. The ball made its way into the catcher's mitt still, but Brown grazed by the errant fastball, and the Marauders have two aboard, only one away. You can hear that double click sound as the ball nicked Brown's leg on its way into the mitt. Now the tying run on first base and the potential winning run comes to the dish in Sergio Campagna. Sanchez in a jam here in the bottom of the ninth for Clearwater. The pitch. Campagna swings big in front of the slider. Strike one. Sanchez ready. Now the 0-1 to Campagna. That's outside, a ball. Runners in scoring position this season. Sergio Campagna has struggled. Just three hits and 40 at-bats. The 1-1. Check swing. And yes, he went around. Not sure why they wouldn't even try to appeal it. Played umpire Austin Snow making the strike call and the check swing himself. Puzzling. Hendry leads off second base. Brown off of first. Now the 1-2 to Campagna. In the dirt, low and outside. Good-looking slider. Could not get him to chase. See what pitch Sanchez decides to try and craft here on 2-2 to Campagna. The pitch from the righty is taken for strike three. He froze him on the fastball, and the Marauders are down to their final out. It's up to Davies Nadal to keep this thing alive. Nadal playing in his 10th game at single A, just one run batted in so far in a Marauders uniform. Trying to deliver one. Two would be great here in the ninth with two outs. Here's the set by Sanchez. And the pitch to the lefty hitter is inside a ball. If you're wondering, Davies Nadal has homered three times in his three-year career. Not since 2019, though. I'll look back at second. Sanchez, the 1-0 pitch. Backdoor breaking ball catches the outside corner for strike one. Wyatt Hendry on second base, reached on an error. Luke Brown on first, hit by a pitch. Sanchez with a 1-1. There's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Nadal put all of his might into that swing. The Marauders now down to their final strike on a night in which they have held two separate one-run leads. And Sandoval trying to put something in play. Sanchez takes a breath, deals the 1-2, runners go. Pitch is swung on, slapped, foul. We'll do it again. And last home run for Davis Nadal, August the 5th of 2019 in the Dominican Summer League. Represents the winning run at the plate. Here's the 1-2 pitch, a swing and a pop, foul. This one out of the ballpark on the third base side. Catches the metal roof over the seats. Davis Nadal fighting here with a ball and two strikes on him. 20-year-old from San Pedro de Macorís, trying to keep the Marauders in this game. Yet again, the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed, and the ball game is over. The Marauders unable to hang on to two different one-run leads, and the Threshers take the series opener. Final score of 4-2. So the Marauders will not win back-to-back games, and it remains a long drought since they have done so. We'll step aside when we come back. The Marauders postgame show comes your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Lecon Park for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith back with you on this Tuesday evening. A 4-2 loss for the Marauders as the Clearwater Threshers take the series opener tonight. Here's how tonight's game went. Neither team scored for the first 2.5 innings, but the Marauders struck first in the bottom of the third inning. That inning saw a leadoff walk by Luke Brown. Three at-bats later, a two-out triple off the wall in left center field by Rodolfo Nolasco, and that made it 1-0 Bradenton. That lead, however, would not hold up. Right away in the top of the fourth inning, Clearwater tied the score 1-1. Marcus Lee Sang with a one-out single. He stole second base and then scored on a double to right field by Leandro Pineda. Score 1-1 from the top of the fourth inning into the bottom of the fifth when the Bradenton Marauders retook the lead. That inning saw a leadoff walk by Sergio Campagna, took second base on a bunt, took third base on a deep flyout off the bat of Nolasco, and then Jace Bowen legged out an infield single on a trickler up the third base line. That hustle proved crucial for the Marauders, who retook the lead 2-1 at that time. However, that lead also would not stand. After maintaining that advantage for two innings, top of the eighth inning, things went awry for Jack Hartman, who gave up a game-tying solo homer to Yadiel Sanchez. Two batters later, a one-out walk to Marcus Lee Sang. who then scored on an RBI single by Arturo De Freitas. That was the go-ahead run, making it 3-2 Threshers. Clearwater added an insurance run in the top of the ninth inning. That coming on an RBI double by Yadiel Sanchez, a thorn in the side for the Marauders tonight. And that 4-2 lead held up in the end for Clearwater as the Marauders got a leadoff error on the fielding error by first baseman Jamari Baylor, allowed Wyatt Hendry to reach base to lead off the inning. However, a one-out hit-by-pitch by Luke Brown was followed by back-to-back strikeouts by right-hander Rodolfo Sanchez, locking down the win for the visiting team. Final totals in this game for the Threshers, 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 8 men left on base. And for the Marauders, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 9 men left on base. The winning pitcher tonight is left-hander Jordan Fowler. He is 1-0 on the year. He dealt 2 scoreless innings out of the pen for the Threshers. The loss goes to Jack Hartman, his first career loss, after allowing the 2 decisive runs in the 8th inning for Bradenton. The save goes to Rodolfo Sanchez, his second of the season. Time of game, 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of a crowd of 461 here at Leacom Park. It was 88 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. With their win, the Threshers improved to 27-24, and with their loss, the Marauders dropped back to their season low, 6 games under 500 at 23-29. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we will give you our Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show. It's time to meet our Marauders player of the game this evening, and tonight those honors go to right-hander Valentin Linares. He was the bulk man coming out of the bullpen tonight. Linares went 4 innings, allowed only 1 run, working his way out of a couple of jams, limited the Threshers to 3 hits, walked 2, struck out 5, and overall did his job in keeping the Marauders ahead in this game. And at one point, he actually came in when the game was tied, and then once the Marauders had taken the lead, he did his part to hold the lead. And even though it did not hold in the end, a magnificent performance nonetheless for Valentin Linares. He is tonight's Marauders player of the game. Series continues tomorrow with another 6:30 p.m. first pitch. The Marauders will send right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario to the mound. He has been outstanding lately, and he's lowered his season ERA to below 3 on the year with his recent success. Left-hander Gabriel Cotto, native of Puerto Rico, will go for the Threshers in tomorrow's 6:30 p.m. tilt. We will be back on the air at 6:15 p.m. for pregame coverage of tomorrow's game. That'll do it for us tonight. Once again, the final score, the Clearwater Threshers 4 and the Marauders 2. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Leacom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.